Welcome to the new year and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks so much, Peter. Peter has an incredible taste in music, and week after week he mixes a really interesting mix of music. And I highly recommend you tuning in again for another year with Breakfast for the Browns, followed by Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And my name's Matthew, and I've been doing this show here for a year now, exactly, I think, to the day. And before this, I did the show for a little while in Edmonton, Alberta, before relocating here. And it's still going in some way, shape, or form up in Edmonton with my old friend Matthew Mazuita. Hello, Matthew, if you're listening. And also now simulcast in Lethbridge, Alberta, which is very exciting to get Australian music on the airwaves in this part of the world. And, of course, online anywhere where you're listening. It's a real love of mine to play music you may not have heard of before, and I always start with some older tunes, and I'm going way, way back this time. Usually I sort of play late 70s onwards, but let's go back to the 60s with the Easy Beats and the Master's Apprentices and Russell Morris. So three real classic artists from the early era of rock and roll in Australia, and the Easy Beats almost defy description of just how incredible they were, and how back in the 60s when these first generation bands were around, like the Beatles, just the fervor and the turmoil that they brought out everywhere they went. So the Easy Beats had that Beatlemania type aspect to them. They featured little Stevie Wright on the vocals, a British gentleman, and he was joined by rhythm guitarist George Young from Scotland and lead guitarist Harry Vander from the Netherlands. So they were an interesting band because they grew up in the tenements in Sydney where the migrants lived, Villawood, and actually to this day it is now a detention centre for immigrants. Australia unfortunately has a policy where new immigrants to the country or refugees are housed in detention centres for a while before processed, before being allowed to really settle in the country. So back then, these young men were making music with families and people around in a migrant hostel in Sydney. And they made incredible music and were picked up by a manager and were very lucky to be making music at the time of the British invasion, and Stevie Wright had a lot of charisma, and Harry Vander and George Young were brilliant songwriters, and off they went. And of course, She's So Fine is one of their big songs that went to number one in either 65 or 66, and I'm going to play that now. So this is the Easy Beats, and I'm also going to be playing in this set the Master's Apprentices, who were a great psychedelic rock band, and also Russell Morris with his classic song, The Real Thing, which is quite an epic and an interesting tale in the Australian music industry for how that came about. But anyway, let's get back into the music for another year. So this is the Easy Beats, and just a treat towards the end of the show, you might want to listen out to, I'm going to be playing the Paul Kelly song, How to Make Gravy, because it's a Christmas song, and we weren't able to do the show last week because the UBC was closed. So anyone who was listening, I'm very sorry, but we just could not get in and do the show. But so a week after Christmas, I'm going to play that classic Paul Kelly song about Christmas and talk a little bit about it. But anyway, here is the Easy Beats from Australia from a long, long time ago. She was mine.
see the real thing. Come and see. I am the real thing.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Happy New Year and hello to everyone. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and it is January 3rd. Welcome to another year of radio here on CITR and Australian music. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I play the old stuff first because it's just great to dip into the archives and listen to some really great old rock and roll. And you heard three classics there back to back. The Easy Beats with She's So Fine from the mid-60s. That was followed by Russell Morris with the stunning song The Real Thing. And finally, the Masters Apprentices there, Turn Up Your Radio. That's it. That's really the perfect song to play at the start of the year. Ready for another year of radio here. Independent music here on CITR. And I want to say a little bit about the second song there, because it is quite a unique track, The Real Thing by Russell Morris. So it's a song that was originally recorded, by Russell Morris in 1969. His version was produced by an Australian music luminary called Ian Molly Meldrum, written, though, by Johnny Young. So it was back in the era, I guess, when people would write songs and then producers would sweep in and go, yes, I think this would work well with this person and we'll do this and that to it. And that's what happened to this song. It was a huge hit in Australia and became a classic. And it also was played in America and reached the charts in Chicago and New York City. So Johnny Young originally wrote the song for Molly Meldrum's friend Ronnie Burns, but then Meldrum heard Young playing it backstage during a taping of a TV show, and he was just blown away and was determined to secure this song for this other gentleman, Russell Morris. So he kept going to this guy's home and knocked on the door with a tape recorder and refused to leave until Young had put a demo version down on tape that he could then bring to Russell. And so, in collaboration with an engineer, Molly Meldrum radically transformed the song from this simple acoustic ballad into this expansive masterpiece, I guess. So that was The Real Thing by Russell Morris. Unfortunately, I had to play that off YouTube because I don't have a copy of it, so sound quality may not have been the best, but there you go. And then, yeah, the third song there was The Masters Apprentices, a great psychedelic rock band from their it was a 1970 hit, Turn Up Your Radio. So this is Stranded, and I'm going to press on now and play you a new folk rock band from Melbourne called The Woohoo Review. And this is a song of theirs called Espresso. So new music here from Melbourne. Hope you enjoy this. We'll be right back. We're back on the radio for another year with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And my name's Matthew, and of course every week I play music from the other side of the world. And in the second half of the show I get into some great new Canadian music. But just going back there, that was a song, it just popped into my head of something I just have to play. A song called Sunshine by 78 Sav. It's an older song from either the late 90s or early noughties. And we're getting to that point now in a Vancouver winter where I think a lot of people are wondering when the sun is going to return. Actually, today's not bad. Actually, last couple of days weren't bad, but I could feel that, I don't know, I think a lot of us need a little kick there with a little bit of sunshine if we're not able to fly anywhere or get anywhere in the immediate vicinity where there is sunshine. Like in Australia where there is plenty right now. That's for you, that song. 78 Sav, Sunshine, beautiful song. And before that was a really neat instrumental band that I found. They're called the Wahoo Review, and I love them so much I had to play two tracks. That was great, wasn't it? They're from Melbourne, so they're sort of a folk rock swing type band. And wow, that's just another example of just the fantastic music that you can hear in Melbourne. Like, it's just one of those cities where you can go out any night of the week and walk into a club and just hear great music. Like, it's just everywhere. So that was the Woohoo Review. Woohoo. It's a new year. And this is Stranded. My name's Matthew. And don't forget, anytime you wanted to listen to the show, any of the older shows, there's now a year worth of podcasts on the blog. And what you have to do is go and type into Google Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and that will bring up the blog. And what I do is every week I put up the track list that I played, and I also put up a video of usually one of the older songs that I played at the start of the show. So let's get back into it. We're going to be playing for you now a new track from Waterford. Waterford, of course, are a band that we've featured a fair bit here. They're one of the great indie rock bands playing around Australia at the moment, and they're from Canberra, the capital city. So we'll be playing their new single right after this.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian music show, Australian/Canadian, so listen out very soon. We'll be getting into some Canadian music, and I hope that's exciting for listeners in Australia or online, wherever you are. Now, Waterford, the song is called Weekend with Sally. It's the second single from Waterford, and I've just uploaded it to the website of Birds Love Fighting Records. And I'll just read what they've got here. The tune is a stomping number recorded by producer Bruce Calloway, who did the Triffids, and also Ed Cooper. Waterford frontman Glenn describes the tune as a violently melodic description of semi-savory events that should, in theory, get stuck in the head and require some kind of medical procedure to remove. So if that doesn't whet your appetite for this track, I don't know what does. Here we go. This is Waterford with their second single, and they're from Canberra.
Boyfriends in trust is just a sleep of faith, but now it's about us. Resist forevermore.
and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on CITR. And we're into the Canadian part of the show, the second part. And, well, actually, first of all, we heard Waterford, their new single. Waterford are from Canberra, Australia. And we heard the track Weekend with Sally. In the middle was Black Mountain, and it's been very hard not to play this album because it's so brilliant. Wilderness Heart is the latest Black Mountain album, and they're actually off in Australia very soon. I think in the next 10 days at least they are touring Australia, and they've got quite an audience down there. And we heard the track Let Spirits Ride, one of the real rocking tracks from this album by Black Mountain. Track number five, and at the end there was a local band, newly formed. They're called The Spreads, and they played just at the Radio Club just last week. Railway Club, not Radio Club, Railway Club. Their debut gig at the Railway Club, and you can find them on MySpace. The band is called The Spreads, Yeah, they're really great. They rock pretty hard. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm going to play a little bit more now local music from Vancouver. This is a woman named Nadia Von Hahn. Now, I recall seeing her play a gig about a year ago here locally, and then a second one. And I was really excited to see the CD is actually on the playlist now because she was pretty good live. She plays keyboards and vocals. So let's have a listen to the first track. This is called Like Water from local artist Nadia Von Hahn. You're listening to Stranded.
Coming up to you. Ice Cube returns with I Am the West, featuring the tracks I Rep That West and Drink the Kool-Aid. Ice Cube, I Am the West, available in stores and online.
Turn it up.
And we've almost reached the end of the show here, Stranded on CITR 101.9 FM. Stranded is the Australian and Canadian music show every Monday from 11 till 12 before alternative radio. And we heard three Canadian tracks there. At the top was a young lady from Vancouver named Nadia Von Hahn. And secondly was The Jolts. I played the B-side off their Born Speedin' Gimme Gasoline 7-inch. So the song was Gimme Gasoline. They're one of the great rock and roll bands here in the city of Vancouver. And finally was a bit of an older track, also another local rock and roll band called Le Gem. And they recorded a video for this song. It was called Werewolf. So I played that album, Le Gem, who are currently on hiatus, I believe, while they're searching for a new singer. So that's some Vancouver rock and roll. And at the start of the show, I did promise before we left today that I would play you a bit of a Christmas classic by Paul Kelly, the brilliant Australian singer-songwriter. My mum and dad actually sent me his new book. It's called How to Make Gravy. Well, excellent. How to Make Gravy. I'm playing the song How to Make Gravy. This is a book that he's published with the lyrics to 100 of his songs and a little something he's written about each song. He's been making music for about 30 odd years, and a few years ago he did a tour where he played 100 songs from across his whole catalogue from A to Z. So like a song, you know, a song from, well, hang on, I guess it was more than 100. It was songs from A to Z. He played a song from each letter of the alphabet. And H in the book, it comes to How to Make Gravy. So this is a Christmas song that he wrote. It's about someone who's in prison over Christmas. And it's very evocative. And I'll read you a little bit from the book here on page 204, what he's talking about, his inspiration for writing the song. So he was asked by someone to contribute a song to a Christmas album, and he pulled out for inspiration one of his favourite Christmas records called A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, featuring a number of bands including the Ronettes, the Crystals, and also a lady called Darlene Love, who did a version of White Christmas. And so this is what Paul Kelly had to say about this song, White Christmas, and then why he wrote the song How to Make Gravy. So he said, Irving Berlin, the grand old man of American music who wrote the original song, who lived to 101, cleverly sets the song a world away from Christmas snow scene he describes. In the rarely performed talking bit, Darlene, who recorded a version of the song, tells us, "The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in old LA, but it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north." Irving intensifies the feeling of Christmas by writing about not being there. "There's a clue," I thought. Once I turned that key, my carol wrote itself. I made most of it up as usual, though the general atmosphere is a lot like our Kelly Christmas gatherings, where there's generally a large and diverse cast, the odd stray, new and old flames, gossip, singing, and much discussion and planning of food before, during and after the celebrations. The gravy recipe comes direct from my first father-in-law. So that's it. That's what Paul Kelly had to say about his song How to Make Gravy in the new book that he's just put out about going through his old back catalogue. And for myself, I'm a long way from home. And so this song is about Christmas when you're not really there. This person is writing about Christmas when he's actually in prison. So it's a really great track. So I wanted to leave you with that today. I couldn't play it last week because the university was closed. So if anyone was listening, waiting for Australian music, you didn't hear anything last week. So this is Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy. And thank you for listening. and I've been Matthew, and this has been Stranded, and you'll soon hear Alternative Radio. Okay, bye-bye.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm here. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Mervin and push the tables back. And you dance with Rita. I know you really like her.
We're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're